Join us this week as we descend into the darker side of human nature and uncover the shadows that dwell in the unknown. From chilling true crime and gruesome murders to spine-tingling paranormal encounters that defy explanation, we're peeling back the curtain on things that go bump in the night. So grab a flashlight and maybe a blanket, because you're listening to The Guilty and the Ghostly.
Welcome back to The Guilty and the Ghostly. I'm Audrey.
I'm Seth.
And this is take two for us.
Yeah, it's real tough.
Couple of things. One, the connection lost, and so we're not sure what recorded and what didn't. But about the time that happened, we also realized somebody's papers were not in order.
That's not entirely my fault. I should have stapled them together. I'll take that blame.
But that's all right. We're doing good. We're great. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You're right. Well, we're recording it again, so hopefully this one goes a lot better.
It'll go smoother. Let's see, a couple of things that we covered. I'm going to start posting the video with the audio as long as everything works out on Mondays instead of doing Monday and Thursday.
So that'll be sweet. They'll get both of them same day.
Same day. Same time. Yep. We already covered stickers. I think there's not much to go over. I've recruited a couple of people at work. I got them to follow and like. So shout out to Tyler and Paul. You make the whole shop listen, don't you?
Yeah. Everybody at work.
So shout out to them at work.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
So keep liking, subscribe if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Share us on Facebook.
Send us recommendations. We love recommendations. There's just so many stories to cover. Sometimes it's nice just to have someone say, "Hey, I want to hear about this. Yeah, so send us all of your recommendations. I've gotten a few on TikTok that I'm working on, and Robin Mills has actually sent me a couple that I'm working on. So
sweet.
Oh, that was another thing, is I'm battling a cold. He just got over a cold. There may be sniffling. There may be coughing. I even wrote a little bit to go with his, and the first time I recorded, I tried to read it, and I ended up in a coughing fit. So we're just going to go ahead and skip right over that and dive into Seth's. So what you got today?
Disneyland, the proclaimed happiest place on earth. And I think that was deemed by them. That's not just a people's given name. It's home to many rumors and urban legends, some bizarre, others more serious and sinister. Was Walt Disney the saint we think of him to be? Or do secrets lie deeper within the walls and gates of the happiest place on earth?
It kind of have to be. Like, nobody's ever that happy.
I mean, I don't know. It's Disney, though.
I don't know.
Even if you weren't, you gotta hide it.
Shove that trauma right down deep.
Yes, ma'am. Today, we'll cover the rumors and urban legends that revolve around Disneyland and Walt Disney. Some of these rumors include Disneyland's controlled environment, a more recent but growing accusation of grooming children within the park. And that one kind of surprised me, because I've got, you know, little Hadley, and
she's
a baby, and I never personally went to Disneyland or Disney World, and that's something I would like for her to experience at some point. And, you know, that kind of made me, take a step back and be like, well, what was that about?
Yeah, I've never heard that. I mean, you hear about that going on everywhere else, everywhere, anything at all, but I guess I never heard it associated with Disney parks.
I mean, you got to think of it as a happy place for children, but like, is it truly a happy place? Or is it a beacon for predators?
I've seen some TikTok videos of old Disney workers that like post all the do's and don'ts and what you can do and what you can't do. And
far as like a worker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they have so many rules and regulations. It's crazy.
Surprised you see a bunch of stuff online. I mean, I guess I personally found quite a bit too. But did you know they sign NDAs before? Yeah, that's... it's wild. Could you imagine working at a place and then be like, you know,
here's
this 50-page contract I need you to sign, and you can't talk about anything.
And it's Disney. How do you fight that?
You don't?
They will sue you so fast, and there's nothing you can do. Like, it's
They've probably got lawyers as old as your grandma and grandpa, you know what I'm saying? Is Walt's body frozen within one of Disney's many elaborate sets or restricted areas? Underground tunnels? Many of these are theories, urban legends, or even just conspiracy theories. Some are just elaborate enough to believe.
That reminds me of, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers. Didn't they freeze them?
I'm pretty sure both of them were.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Evil was sent to space when it happened.
Yeah.
Opened on July 17th, 1955, in Anaheim, California, Disneyland was built by Walt, his company, and a team of engineers, artists, and architects. Walt oversaw the design and construction of the project. His vision, a unique theme park where children and adults could enjoy a magical experience together. Erected on 140 acres of former orange groves, Disneyland was unmatched by its sheer size, featuring Frontierland, Tomorrowland, Adventureland, and Fantasyland. There was something for everyone.
That's a lot.
I mean...
100 what acres?
140?
40? That's a lot.
I mean, that is... ton of land, and I mean all of it a theme park.
Yeah,
I'd like wild. To I should have put it in there, but I would have liked to seen maybe what like the next leading theme park was
at yeah the time. How big it was.
Yes,
and it's crazy that right off the bat it was that big. I figured it would have been like a small little section and then they just over the years.
It's possible that maybe, you know, some of it was still construction area, and maybe yeah. the main park or whatever wasn't 140 acres already.
It's just like, yeah.
It's our just...
That's just what they owned at the time.
Yes.
That's still...
Opening day, though, did not go as Walt and his colleagues could have ever predicted. One disaster after another would end up causing a very rough start. While Walt was constantly shuffled around for press and news coverage, completely oblivious to the devastation unfolding behind him. Do you imagine that?
It's probably, which I said this earlier when we recorded, it's probably better that it happened that way, because then he's not zoning in on this problem, that problem, this. He's completely oblivious. And so I can imagine it being crushing by putting all this time and money and thought into it, and for it all to be a disaster. It'd be kind of better just to be like, oh, I didn't know. And then 2 days later, be like, oh, okay.
I'm sure.
We survived. Like
his little baby, too. So it was probably a good thing. That way they can see, you know, a good test run. And I mean, I don't know. It was definitely a test run. Let's just say that for now. Disneyland had a max occupancy of 11,000 people. And at one point, it was recalled that over 28,000 guests showed up.
That's
double the number that they expected to be there.
Yeah.
That's so wild. I read something on there that there were tickets that were passed out for special guests, you know, high ups, people with money, stuff like
just a certain amount of tickets.
Right. They didn't just plaster it everywhere. Hey, Disneyland is open. Bring everybody, you know, buy tickets at the gates. It was, they sent out 11,000 tickets for these certain guests.
Yeah.
And, they had an issue with, I don't know who it was.
There's a mom. Did it go away?
I hope so.
Me too. I swear to God, please. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no. All right. So, there was somebody forging tickets. So, that's how extra people were getting tickets, that they were showing up that weren't supposed to be there. And I mean, everybody, their mom.
The moth is back, but it's flying around you.
Oh, good heavens. I think I felt it. Oh, he landed on me. No, he didn't. He's back there.
Oh, no. He just wants to go to Disney World, Seth.
Just chill out for a second, bro.
Calm down. Oh, he's on your hat now. He's just chilling.
All right. Well, he ain't bothering me. I think he's just bothering you.
Probably. So they were only supposed to have 11,000 tickets, and they only made a certain amount. But right. They had...
over 28,000 people show up. And that I think that's an estimated number, so I feel like... I don't know, maybe they could have overshot the number a little bit.
Yeah.
That's still, like, at least double.
Because if they say, like, you know, 28,000 people, that, oh, okay, that explains why all these happen. But if they're only like, oh, yeah, only 11,500 showed up, then right. It's like, then why did it fail so bad? Cover their own selves that way.
Due to the high number of guests, rides would end up failing due to too many riders. I think there was a story of, they've got like the Jungle Cruise on the opening day, right? It's mm-hmm. like this big old river boat that goes down a stream or something like that. And it's supposed to be like a, I guess like a, like an Amazon kind of experience. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure. We haven't been there before. That's an experience we haven't got to have yet.
Mom, you can always take us to Disney World. It's not too late.
We're never too old for that.
Or leave the kids at home. Just the siblings.
Start a GoFundMe or something, maybe. Who knows? But it was reported that at one point there were so many riders on it that the whole bottom deck was underwater. People were sitting in the chairs with, you know, up to their ankles in water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it would. That's just wild.
That would be terrible. It's okay, guys. It's supposed to do that.
Right. Maybe next time, not so many people.
That's wild.
Opening in July, high summer heat. Women's high heels were reportedly sinking into the hot, melting asphalt. And I mean, it said that also there were sections of the asphalt that were just poured too, so I mean, so that might have something to do with it.
Sticky and fault, yeah, it didn't get to like cure all the way,
I suppose. But then again, you know, when you pour asphalt in the summer, it's something that you're supposed to do, and it's a hot thing, and it's already hot, and I'm sure it takes longer to cure.
You've got all the heat from the machinery, and then if you're only supposed to have 11,000 people and you have 20-something thousand, the body heat, everybody's sweating all over everything.
Yeah, everybody's fucking bumping into each other, and
ugh.
I'm sure that was a rough start, too. And then, you know, the news coverage, and they did, like, the radio at the time, too, but I think, it was just starting to do the television and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and so the machinery there was not small by any means, and produced its own respectful amount of heat for its, you know, time. But so you had wires and stuff strung everywhere for the cameras, and I think there was another report saying that they had fans with ice behind them blowing on the cameras to keep them from overheating.
Oh my gosh.
Water fountains were not found everywhere in the park due to a large plumbing strike that went on during the building process, which forced guests to buy bottled products, ultimately leading to a buildup of excess garbage when trucks did not show up to empty dumpsters. We're gonna stop there. So it's opening day. Garbage trucks aren't showing up. It's hot. It's probably over 100 degrees with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I didn't cover it, but they've only got a couple water fountains out. And
how do you just say, oh, there's a plumbing strike, so we're just not gonna put those in?
Well, I mean, I think. I didn't cover too much of it, but I guess there was just a lack there of plumbers at the time. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, they just didn't have people to install them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess they...
Oh, but if they didn't have plumbers to plumb the fountains, what about the toilets?
Oh, gosh, I didn't even think about that. Well, hopefully they had it plumbed in before the strike.
Oh my god. Ugh, because nothing is worse than going into being hot and sweaty and going into a bathroom that is nasty.
Or a pork potty?
I won't do it.
It's
I
bad.
I ain't doing it. No.
So sometimes, you know, I'll be working in the field and that's the only choice you got.
No.
It's bad.
Sorry, boss.
It's rough out there on the man's. Send AC. We're not okay.
That's awful.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I feel like... Oh, yeah. No, hold up. There is a little more. So, a very large gas leak would end up closing Adventureland entirely for the first day. Opening day for Disneyland was disastrous, to say the least. It would ultimately earn the title Black Sunday for its rocky start.
A gas leak?
A huge gas leak that closed a whole section of the park for an entire day.
Do you remember Homecoming a couple of years ago when there was a gas... Well, it was a sewage leak.
It was a sewage
leak, and a bunch of the band and cheerleaders.
There was a bunch of people that were affected by it.
They passed out at Homecoming, like dropping like flies, and it was a sewage leak behind the stadium.
They got it fixed quickly, though.
They did.
Yeah, it didn't take no time at all. I think that was a potential lawsuit or something.
It was bad.
Somebody was trying to get some money. All right. Our beloved Disneyland and Disney World are designed to create an immersive and seemingly perfect environment. The meticulous planning led to theories suggesting guests are overly controlled using scents. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, where they like pump out certain smells and stuff in the throughout yes, the park.
Exactly yeah. like that. Disney has been using machines, I think they're deemed smellitizers, I could be pronouncing that wrong, but to subliminally persuade guests into one of the many vendors lined through the park. Kinda.
Like cotton candy and popcorn? Is that what
they're doing? Pastries, you know, just anything, I guess. I mean, what do you buy at Disneyland?
I don't know, never been.
Could be, you know, flavored nuts. Who knows?
These nuts.
Oh my god. Scents such as pastries and sweet treats and popcorn are wafted through small vents in the theme park to entice guests into shops and stands. Now, I know we went to the county fair a lot growing up, and that's one place we could say we've been. And if you've ever walked through the food section of the county fair,
yeah.
or even, you know, a flea market that's maybe got a couple stands.
Six Flags.
Exactly, perfect
example. Funnel cake.
The smell just kind of gets wafted through the air.
Anyhow. Yeah.
It doesn't need a special machine.
Yeah.
Then that's just my personal experience, but I feel like that's probably a pretty good reason, you know, as to why there's certain smells in certain areas. Now, if you were over here standing by, you know, the Jungle Cruise ride and you're starting to get like a pastry smell and nobody's eating pastries around
yeah.
you, it's kind of suspicious.
But that's smart. I mean, it is smart because, like you said, you're standing in line for hours. You're waiting. Well, you don't want to give up your line, your spot in line. And so they go pump that through there. And
the smell of funnel cake hits your nose. Yeah.
So either you're leaving that line to go get food or that's the first place you're going as soon as you get off that ride.
Exactly. And cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah.
So it's not too far-fetched, I don't think. So it's really a personal opinion. But some smells in certain locations can be accounted for. There's a couple of videos online of YouTubers walking through the theme park, stopping and smelling anything that even resembled a vent. I don't know how we can add that into this, or if we even can, but there's some of the research I did, and it was pretty funny to watch these dudes just walk around. And
so that's what I was wondering, is what do they put it in and put it out?
I don't know. It could be duct work, and I mean, it could just be a fan. And
they do have the underground tunnels, too, and so it could be like a vent coming through the drain.
Hold up. You may be onto another conspiracy theory. Walking through the park, stopping and smelling anything that even resembled a vent. As awkward as it was to watch, I'm sure it was just as bad to do. But they did the dirty work for us. Their findings were mildly disappointing as they could not identify any vents producing artificial smells. So, is there a machine that Disney uses to produce and pump smells into the park, or usual vendors and shops the culprits? That's for you to decide. Personally, I favor the idea that smells are a result of fresh goods being produced throughout the park. But from a business owner's perspective, it's kind of smart to use the guest's noses.
What if there's a disgruntled employee and they take fart spray and spray it into these vents? Could you imagine?
Just
the
smell of
sweaty people and fart spray
everywhere.
Oh, that would be awful. And then how do they cover that up? There's no covering that up.
Right.
Sorry, Mickey Mouse had some broccoli last night.
Some gas. Messed up the whole park.
That's funny.
So I'm not going to lie. When I started my research on Disneyland, I could not have told you the difference between Disneyland and Disney World. While I still can't tell you every difference, I'm a little more knowledgeable on these theme parks. Disneyland calls Anaheim, California home. It's built on ground level, and cast members do not use underground tunnels to move around the park.
On Disneyland. Land.
The one that's in California.
Okay. Where's the other one at? Florida?
No, I'm not really sure. I think it's in here somewhere.
Jumping ahead.
Yeah, it might be a little bit. While it's entirely possible that there are hidden passages used, it's not publicly known, as many of the cast members sign non-disclosure agreements. Disney World, on the other hand, is located 20 miles southwest of Orlando, Florida.
Okay,
yeah, so it is in Florida. Built on a two-story design, the park actually resides on the second level, while our suspicious underground tunnels are ground level. Not that it makes it any less creepy.
Yeah.
But not a lot of information is truly known, with these areas being completely off limits to guests. A couple of old maps scattered across the internet that can give us a rough idea of the complexity of these utilidors, as they call them. A couple ex-cast members that have spoken on these tunnels, disregarding their non-disclosure agreement, have stated they are way larger than any maps let on, while many smaller corridors that were completely restricted, even to cast members. Disney states that these utilidors allow cast members to move around, transport supplies, and maintain the park's operations. But why would sections of these corridors be restricted to cast members? People that maintain the park, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got these big old tunnels around the whole park. And I think I read somewhere that you can get from one side of the park to the other in less than 15 minutes. And it's a big park.
Just using the tunnels.
Just using the tunnels. But within these big old complex tunnels, they've got even more tunnels that are completely restricted. Nobody's allowed in them.
That's where they're shady.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I mean, kind of. I'm not crazy. Something about an area that's restricted to even people who work within the company is unsettling, to say the least. What resides behind these closed doors? Why is it restricted to members of the company? Who does have access to it? All good questions. However, with the tunnels locked down tight to the public and areas being restricted from cast members, the answer will continue to be a mystery.
See, I would get fired because I'm a nosy
SLB.
I'd put like up a camera, like a ring camera, or like a game camera up, and just leave. No, I wouldn't even put it on me. Put it like up on the wall or something and try to hide.
Oh, she sees
coming in and out.
Ooh, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Now you got video evidence of who it is and what they're doing.
Yeah.
You just being nosy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
I just want to know. And then I'd be like, oh, that's boring. Or whatever it is. So, they're putting Scentsy stuff over there.
I think it's kind of funny. Up until this point, I honestly could not have told you the difference between the two. And I really thought both of them were pretty much the same.
Yeah, that was my thought. It's just one is bigger than Disney World was bigger than Disneyland, is what I thought. I thought
they both had tunnels.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, they said that Disneyland has a couple, like, I guess, little pathways and stuff.
Which obviously makes sense with the park being as big as it is to get to and from.
But it's nothing where you, like, gotta go underground or walk beneath the stage to nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Disneyland is supposed to be a safe and magical place for children and adults to come together and enjoy a unique moment that will be remembered forever. In recent years, Disney has developed a reputation for some more serious accusations, from young actors all the way to our very own theme parks. In March of 2022, four Disney workers were arrested as part of a larger law enforcement operation in Florida, targeting human traffickers and child predators. These individuals held various roles in the company, two of which included a lifeguard and food service worker. Further information, the other two, one of them was like an IT worker, and I think the other one was a former Disneyland worker. He wasn't still within the company.
That's crazy, because you almost have like one of everything. You have the IT worker, a food service worker, and then a lifeguard.
You got people out on it, and you got like, somebody working within like the cameras and stuff like that. Kind of suspicious.
That's a little weird.
I mean, they got arrested as part of it, so maybe that was exactly the scheme that they were doing.
Yeah, that's wild. I never heard that. When was that?
March of 2022.
Yeah, I never heard that.
It's not that long ago, 3 years ago. Mm-mm. It was reported that because of this operation, over 100 individuals were arrested and brought to justice.
Oh, shit.
It's a big sting operation.
So not 100 people in Disney, but 100...
of the whole thing that was wrong.
Okay.
So, I mean... Okay. That was just a little further information on the sting operation. It's unsettling to think these individuals worked at Disneyland and were preying upon children and families there to have a good time. I would think there would be some sort of background check that would prevent offenders from obtaining a job at the park.
Yeah.
I mean, something. But, and as I'm fixing to get into, I think it doesn't necessarily have to be offenders that kind of match that description. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are people that are... I hate to say it, stealing kids or whatever, or even just young women to sell to the people that are offenders.
Yeah.
Not that that makes them any less of a bad person, but still bad people.
Yeah. And sometimes they don't, even if you do a background check, they haven't been caught yet, and so nothing shows
exactly
up.
Exactly what I was fixing to say, so I guess we're just going to skip that part.
My bad.
No, you're good, you're good. So, possibly a coincidence, or maybe not, the same month in support of LGBTQ plus stakeholders within the company and the public, Disney publicly stood against Florida's parental rights in education. This proposal prohibits classroom discussions about sexual orientation or gender identity in certain grade levels. So, that mean nothing to me when I first read it, too. I had to read up a little bit more on it. So, yeah. It's basically stating that schools aren't allowed to talk about, you know, sex and reproduction stuff up until a certain point. Immediately, social media users reacted by accusing the Walt Disney Company of grooming children. So a lot of their accusations here recently have been more or less social media accusations.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, maybe, I mean, there are a couple instances, like obviously there were some child predators or at least traffickers that were caught working within Disney. But I think a lot of like their accusations have come from just people that are angry online.
So no, other than, you know, like you said, the one that's arrested, it's no real proof, just people saying they've seen and heard.
Well, I wouldn't even say that much. I think it's just, you know, people online making, how would you say, like, just kind of connecting things here and there that really aren't like connected.
Trying to make conspiracy theories about it.
I suppose That's how you would put it.
See, it's hard talking and keeping track, isn't it?
Where you were at. All right. While publicly standing against a bill that would help young adults understand their body obviously is not a great look for a company based around children, it is a bit of a stretch to say Disney is grooming children. While the definition of grooming could be debated, it's commonly associated with the misunderstanding of a role that a victim plays when they're kidnapped. These accusations are stemming from accounts online that share and make posts related to QAnon.
And that's QAnon.
QAnon?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I've heard of this.
Oh, there! I'm totally doing an episode on QAnon, but it is wild.
I mean, I liked what I read, just a little bit of it.
It is wild.
QAnon is a decentralized far-right political phenomenon rooted in a baseless conspiracy theory alleging that global organizations of Satan-worshipping pedophiles control governments. Hold up, it goes on. Businesses and the media. That is, like, the wildest thing in this, I think.
It's wild. It is so wild.
I feel like it would be totally worth an episode.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely on the list.
Well, it's not entirely far-fetched that high-up politicians or stakeholders in big companies and members of an elite society that may or may not participate in weird traditions. It would be a stretch to make the accusation that Disney is or has been working towards grooming children or young guests. I personally believe their political stance towards the proposal in March of 2022 was more directed to keep high-up stakeholders in their pocket. Montclair State University has a informative 30-page study on just Disney and the posts they've made online breaking down any relevance to grooming or even unbiased support to one political party. And I think it dated back, like, I think it was 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
something like that, of March of 2022. So, if you've got the time, go look at it. It's wonderful. I'll try to get Audrey to somehow add it into the podcast or somewhere where you guys can click on it. And it's a very long read. Like I said, 30 pages.
Yeah.
But I mean, it breaks down a lot of like you were talking, I think that in the first recording, I'm not sure if we've mentioned it in this one or not, there are like theories and subliminal messages in the movies and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And it talks about that in the little study. So.
Well, yeah, I bet we could put a link in there somewhere. So I'll have you send it to me. Maybe I can.
That's great, because I saved it too, just for
okay,
that case.
Okay, there we go. Hopefully I can figure it out.
Rumors have grown popular that Walt has cryogenically frozen himself in hopes that science will one day be advanced enough to bring him back and cure his lung cancer.
That was had lung cancer?
That was exactly what I was going to say. It was a shock that he died of lung cancer. Now, I'm not 100% sure and certain on that, but that is what I found on a couple websites.
All that tar he breathed in from the first day.
Probably all the melting asphalt.
All the scentsy stuff they're putting in the parks.
Probably. Oh, yeah, he's probably back there personally.
It's like a bait.
There are variations to this rumor saying that it's just his head. That his head is the only part frozen, while others state his whole body has been frozen. It states that supposedly his remains are below Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride. It's kind of a weird place.
Yeah, why that one? Because that didn't even come out until after he was gone, right?
Yeah, so I'm not 100% certain on that, but that's like the one part of this that's kind of stuck out to me. And I couldn't find anything as to why it's the
Pirates. Why it's Pirates Caribbean.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. Unfortunately, though, I couldn't find any articles or Reddit posts explaining why he chose that ride of the many he had to choose from. I feel like there was probably some cooler rides you could
Yeah, use. Or like since Steamboat Willie was like the first cartoon that he did. I mean, I don't know if there's a Steamboat Willie ride, but I figured he'd be more...
What, Jungle Boat Cruise? That's a steamboat, I think, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's wild.
While this popular urban legend has been debunked by relatives shortly after Walt's passing, the legend did not stop growing. Articles state that the conspiracy most likely grew more popular with the idea of cryogenics growing in the late 1960s. It also stated that Bob Nelson, a specialist in cryogenics, would end up meeting with the Disney company and leak the idea that Disney was interested in cryopreservation. So I'm assuming you know what that is.
Yeah.
But for the listeners that haven't heard of it, or maybe you're just a little bit rusty on it, get your body frozen to a point that's like way past sub-zero. And I mean, you're just stored like that, and it's maintained at a certain temperature. And if you're rich enough to afford this luxury, maybe eventually technology will be advanced enough that you can be brought back.
Would you want to be brought back?
Probably not. Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Mm. And you got to think, all your family is gone.
I mean...
What are you being brought back to?
I guess if you're like a black sheep, that might be a good thing for you, though.
Yeah, you start over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all I could think is Idiocracy and... The crops
Me and Josh were talking about that the other night.
I'll have to watch that tonight. That's such a stupid movie.
It's a pretty bizarre interest for a company based around entertainment for children and adults.
Oh, you're back to reading. I thought you were talking about
My bad. I guess I should have cued it a little bit.
Okay.
Do you want me to restart?
Yeah.
A company based around entertainment for children. Some more recent evidence of this urban legend can be found on Reddit. It states that the movie Frozen was written and produced to take the heat off the search Walt Disney Frozen. Like,
that's a his bit name, of a stretch. Frozen. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I kind of thought it was interesting.
Hey, but that movie... pops off. I like that movie, Frozen and Elsa and Anna. It's one of my favorites. And Moana. I love Moana.
Good heavens. Supposedly, after its reveal, it was almost impossible to find articles related to Walt being cryogenically preserved. I found a little subreddit post saying that early posters of the movie Frozen would have the characters' heads sticking out of a snow embankment. Now, I couldn't... Maybe we can find a picture of it or something, too. But, you know, like the little posters they air out to the public before the movie's, like, you know, out.
Whatever, yeah.
Even before there are trailers. Supposedly, there were pictures of that, you know, so people would look up... I don't know, Disney's head froze or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doing whatever they could supposedly to get the heat off of that.
That's a little crazy to me.
Might be, but kind of a fun little fact for me.
You're a believer.
Maybe a hardcore conspiracist. Who knows? Maybe I am crazy.
Oh, you're crazy, all right.
There's a whole list of incidents and accidents mm-hmm. of Disneyland and Disney World and, like, all their, like, little areas or theme parks on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
You can go back all the way to the opening day and see everything, every person that's bumped their head or fallen off a ride or
yeah,
worse. You can see it. And, I mean, even the outcomes of it, like if there were lawsuits or not. No. So, in the 70 years that Disney has been open, nobody has died inside the park.
Because as soon as you start, they're like, get the hell out of here.
So, in those incident and accident reports, I was able to find a couple where people were struck by buses in the parking lot.
Oh, shit.
And drugged, like 10, 15 feet.
They're like, oh, keep going, get them.
Well, I mean, it's a full-size bus. You ain't gonna stop on a dime in it. But, a couple times this happened. And I mean, like, you're drugged for 10 or 15 feet under a bus. I hate to say it,
that's not
probably
good.
Not alive.
Yeah.
And I mean, this happened within the park. So whether or not you want to believe it or not, it's up to you.
It's
but
for it to be as big as it is and how many people attend all the parks yearly for there not to be any deaths on the park.
See, this is the thing. Of any incident that, you know, required immediate, like, obviously you're hit by a bus,
yep.
drugged by a bus, they had to crane lift the bus off of you, you're immediately care flighted to the nearest hospital, which in each one of these incidents, it was coincidentally the same hospital, probably just the closest one.
Yeah.
But they were pronounced deceased upon arrival.
Yeah.
They were never pronounced deceased at location.
Park. Yeah, see, that to me, that's shady.
I mean, it is pretty shady, but it's, you know, Disneyland, the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
You can't have deaths inside the happiest place. I don't know. It's pretty bizarre.
That's wild. That's wild to me. Wasn't it just a couple of years ago where somebody, like a kid, got bit by an alligator?
We could go through the Wikipedia list and probably find it.
It wasn't very long ago. Maybe before COVID.
Right.
Well, I guess COVID was like 5 years ago now, but...
So, if you ever get the chance, go look at that little Wikipedia list. I actually found myself overdoing it and just reading on incidents and stuff. That,
yeah.
I mean, some of them are silly. Like, little, I guess you can drink at some of the, like, attractions and stuff like
yeah.
that. As an adult. And there'd be people that get too rowdy.
Too
and they'd have stuff like that on there, too. So
I'll have to look at that. We'll have to look at that, yeah.
I wish they'd include, like, mugshots or something, too.
Oh, that would
so
be
much
so
better.
Cool.
In some of the instances, just, like, the little incidents, not accidents or whatever you call that.
It's like our local mugshot page on Facebook. I'm always looking at that.
Is it bad I'm following them, too?
Look, you can get a lot of information on there. And if you read the comments, you get all the details.
All the tea. They're like, sister, let me tell you what happened.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, go ahead. I don't know this guy, but I'm going to know all his life story.
Right. And you're finding out some weird stuff about him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you probably don't need to know. So, as we wrap up the end of this episode, I'd like to take a moment to thank Audrey for bringing me on and even allowing me to do my own episode. It's been shocking for sure. The amount of time and effort it takes to research content and put it together is nuts. And I'm telling you, it is chaotic. I have probably 5-6 pages in a notebook completely filled with my itty-bitty little chicken scratch and my shorthand that I've got set up on the laptop, and I'm sitting here trying to type full sentences out, and I'm like, what does that even mean? It was chaotic. And, I mean, I'm going to fib on myself. I did kind of cram it all into a week. I probably should have done it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's been really fun.
Yeah. I like it.
So, putting it together is nuts. And I've been stressed from trying to juggle work and my day-to-day duties while throwing my episodes together. So, thank you again and a big round of applause for managing the podcast and your little circus. I hope you enjoyed learning about the darker, more secretive side of our beloved Disneyland, happy place on earth.
Aww.
Happiest place on earth.
I think you did good for your first one.
It wasn't bad, but yeah. Suddenly feeling like that was really short. I don't know how long it was.
I'm too old and that's too small. I can't read what it says. Mm-hmm. But that's good. That's good. Good job.
All right, we'll cut that out and do the outro now.
No, I'm gonna leave that in.
Hell
so
yeah.
You look like a loser.
All right, that's fine.
I should have went. Denied. Well, that was good, Seth. I liked it.
It was kind of felt like I was doing a presentation for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to like read naturally, like you're just having a conversation, and then actually have a conversation and go back to reading.
Girl, I was talking about doing the research. I felt like I was back in high school again, looking up stuff.
See, I like the research. I like doing that.
15 tabs open.
Like the next story that Josh and I are covering, we recorded and it didn't have sound. And so, like, some of it I was reading and you could tell where I, like, started a sentence. And then I started that sentence again but reworded it. And then, like, I left it in there, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell?
That ain't right.
Oh, before I forget, so I've got to tell you about the movies that I was telling you about. So, on The Lion King, when Simba is, like, a teenager or an adult, and he gets, like, mad at Timon and Pumbaa, and he goes and, like, collapses on the cliff, and he has the whirlwind of stuff that comes out, it spells sex in the...
And, like, the wind effect?
Yes.
In the VHS version.
I assume it's in the DVD, too. I don't know. I've never... Look, we went back to the 90s, okay? We had VHS. Actually, I might still have a VHS. I don't have a VHS
player.
But, yeah, I remember hearing it as a kid, and I was like, no way. So I went to the part, and I paused it, and sure enough, it spells sex in that. And then there was something in Aladdin. I think the preacher gets an erection or something during the wedding.
Maybe that was
The Little Mermaid. When Eric is marrying the sea witch, I think he gets...
A little stiffy. Oh, God.
And then there's something in Aladdin, too, but I don't remember what it was.
There.
And then The Little Mermaid, on the original VHS cover, there's a penis in the castle.
Oh, I have seen that one. I do remember that one in, like, the little purple section of the castle or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. So there's, like, a bunch of little perverted, hidden...
Well, they gotta have something interesting for the adults. Because, you know, the adults are gonna be watching, too.
Although I do like Disney movies.
Yeah, I'm kind of
watching them.
Kind of a hoe for some Disney movies.
That too. Moana soundtrack hits hard.
The first one.
So good. I haven't even seen the second one yet.
No, you're missing out. It's pretty good, but honestly, I think the first one is a little better.
A little better. I'll have to check it out. All right. Well, that was it. You did great.
Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed it too.
Yeah. I'm going to try to edit out the coughs and the snipples. The original cough. I had a coughing fit for like 5 minutes. I couldn't breathe because I was trying to read the little bit that I researched. And I was like, all right, we ain't doing that the second time. I ain't dying.
No.
So I got to go finish packing because we leave tomorrow.
That's exciting.
I know. I'm so ready to be on vacation.
Yeah, I'm excited for our little concert.
I know.
It's like the only vacation I'll have.
Yeah, I think we said that on the original one, not on this one. So me, Seth, Josh, and Pilly are going to go watch
the Mexican OT,
baby. And we're so excited. It's going to be so good. So that's coming up. Josh and I are going to be, we may record it while we're on vacation. I'm not sure about the video situation yet, but we're going to record about Betty and Barney Hill. Do you know about that one? It's like the first big abduction story that was released to the public.
So it's going to be kind of an older story.
1960s, believed or not.
Really? That doesn't seem that far back.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I guess it's 80 years, but.
Oh, yeah. That is a while.
Oh, you said 1960.
Yeah.
Oof, that's not,
it's not
80 years.
Yeah. It's still a long time, though.
It is. It's okay.
It's crazy.
It's been a long day.
We'll edit that out so we don't look stupid. Okay. All right, guys, that's it. Josh and I will be back next week, and then Tori and I will be back after that, and then Seth will be back. So until then, we'll see y'all later.
Stay spooky, friends.
Goodbye.